Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees in Kurnool, Andhra Pradesh today. BJP releases third list of 18 candidates for Bihar Assembly polls, fields candidates on all 101 seats of its share in NDA. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya arrives in New Delhi on a three-day visit to India. World Meteorological Organization says carbon dioxide levels in atmosphere reached record high in 2024, marking highest ever single year increase. And Ahmedabad in Gujarat recommended as host for 2030 Commonwealth Games by Executive Board of Commonwealth Sport. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Andhra Pradesh today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees in Kurnool in the afternoon. These projects span across key sectors including industry, power transmission, roads, railways, defense manufacturing and petroleum and natural gas, reflecting the government's commitment to enhancing regional infrastructure, accelerating industrialization and driving inclusive socio-economic growth in the state. Mr. Modi will also address a public gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister will also perform puja and darshan at Sri Brahmarambha Mallikarjun Swami Varla Devasthanam, Sri Selam in Nandyal district. He will also visit Sri Shivaji Spurti Kendra in Sri Selam. The BJP has released third list of 18 candidates for the Bihar Assembly elections. With this, the party has announced its candidates for all the 101 seats which the BJP got as part of seat-sharing arrangement in the NDA. The party has fielded Sanjay Pandey from Narkatia Ganj, Umakant Singh from Chanpatia and Lal Babu Prasad Gupta from Chiraiya. Beena Devi will contest from Kochadhaman seat, Satish Kumar Yadav from Raghopur and Murari Paswan will fight from Pirpanti. More from our correspondent.
Senior party leader and five-time MLA Bhagirathi Devi has not been renominated from the Ramnagar constituency in West Champaran district. Sugarcane Industries Minister Krishnandan Paswan has been fielded again from Harsiddhi, while folk singer Vinay Bihari has once more been given a ticket from Lauriya. Sangeeta Kumari, the MLA from Mohania, and Bharat Bin, the MLA from Bhabua, both of whom joined the BJP after leaving Rashtriya Janata Dal, have been renominated from their respective constituencies. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Lok Morcha, led by Upendra Kushwaha, has also announced its list of candidates for the seats allotted to it. Snehlata, the wife of party president Upendra Kushwaha, will contest from Sasaram Assembly constituency. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate extradition of fugitives, challenges and strategies conference in New Delhi today. The two-day conference is being organized by the Central Bureau of Investigation. During the conference, senior police officers from various central and state police agencies will participate to discuss the issues of international police cooperation and devise strategies to locate and bring back fugitives to face criminal justice in India. Reserve Bank of India Governor Sanjay Malhotra has asserted that the 50% US tariffs on India are not a matter of huge concern for India's growth. Speaking at an event during the IMF World Bank meetings in Washington, D.C., Mr. Malhotra said that India's status as a domestic-driven economy negates the negative impact of US tariffs. The Indian trade negotiating team is already in Washington for the next round of trade talks with US officials. GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of the state of Delhi.
The new GST reforms is a big relief for Delhi's traders, service providers and small manufacturers. The rate cuts across essential goods and services are making daily living more affordable while supporting the Delhi's business community. The automobile and spare parts industries of Karol Bagh and Kashmiri Gate are now witnessing major benefits as GST on auto parts has been reduced from 28% to 18%. This step has lowered maintenance and repair costs for vehicle owners and improved profitability for auto parts dealers. Meanwhile, Delhi's hospitality and tourism sector has gained from the new reforms. Hotel rooms priced below 7,500 rupees per night will now attract only 5% GST instead of 12%. The reduced GST rates are set to boost Delhi's economy by not only providing immediate relief to consumers, especially in the upcoming festive season, but also setting a path for long-term benefits such as more jobs and markets. With Samarth, Shivang Mishra for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasurya arrived in New Delhi today on a three-day visit. In a social media post, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that this is her maiden visit to the country. He said that the visit continues the tradition of regular and close engagements between the two countries, strengthening the deep-rooted bonds of friendship. In a media advisory, the Ministry of External Affairs stated that during her visit, she will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. A report.
During her stay, she will meet senior political leaders to boost cooperation across key sectors between the two countries. The Prime Minister will also deliver a keynote address at a media summit and visit IIT Delhi and Niti Aayog to explore partnerships in education, innovation and technology. A proud alumnus of Hindu College, University of Delhi, she'll also visit her alma mater and attend a business event to strengthen trade and investment ties between India and Sri Lanka. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Northern Railway is running 1,000 extra special trains during Diwali and Chhath Puja this year to cater to the festive season demand. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, General Manager of Northern Railway Ashok Kumar Verma said a dedicated control room has been established to manage operation efficiently, ensuring round-the-clock monitoring.
Diwali plus Chhath ka combined.
The combined period of Diwali and Chhath becomes a time when people get holidays, and during this period they make their plans and have the desire to travel. Our effort is to provide maximum convenience to as many people as possible and help them reach their homes comfortably. And when they return, we have to be prepared for the return traffic as well. There are two main aspects to this: how many extra trains and how many additional seats or sitting capacity we need to create, and what facilities need to be enhanced at the stations to handle the passengers coming and going.
Uttar Pradesh government is organizing Divya Diwali Mela starting from today in many districts, which will showcase the excellent handicraft and other items prepared by Divyangs only. We have a report.
The Department for Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities is organizing this first of its kind of traditional fair, which will be held for 2 days, today and tomorrow, in Lucknow and other districts. Minister of State for Backward Classes, Welfare and Disabled Empowerment Narendra Kashyap said that the objective of this event is to provide market to the excellent products manufactured by the Divyangs and to strengthen their self-confidence. Artificial jewelry, home decorative items, handloom products, attractive candles, earthen lamps, utensils, puja materials, pickles, jams, spices and other household products made by the Divyangs will be available in the fair. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
World Meteorological Organization, WMO, has said that carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere have reached the highest ever recorded, potentially further warming the planet and leading to more extreme climate events. More from our correspondent.
A new report by World Meteorological Organization, WMO, from 2023 to 2024, the global average concentration of CO2 rose by 3.5 parts per million, the largest increase since modern measurements started in 1957. The report has been published ahead of next month's United Nations Climate Change Conference in Brazil. The burning of fossil fuels and an increase in wildfires, particularly in South America, drove the rise in CO2 levels over the last year. WMO Deputy Secretary General Co-Barrett said that the heat trapped by CO2 and other greenhouse gases is turbocharging the climate and leading to more extreme weather. Concentrations of other important greenhouse gases, methane and nitro oxide, also rose to record levels. WMO senior scientific officer Oksana Tarasova said that the CO2 gas accumulated in the atmosphere has a very long lifetime. Tarasova said carbon emissions are soaked up by forest, land and oceans. However, the ability of these so-called carbon sinks to absorb the gases is lessening. Tarasova said that the trees in the Amazon became stressed from rising temperatures and low rainfall. She said if the tree is under stress, if it does not have water and has a very high temperature, it does not photosynthesize. Payal Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In a landmark development for Indian sports, Ahmedabad in Gujarat has been recommended as the host city for the 2030 Commonwealth Games. We have a report.
The announcement was made during the executive board meeting of Commonwealth Sport, marking a historic moment as the games will coincide with the centenary celebration of the Commonwealth Sport movement. The recommendation, which will be placed before the General Assembly of Commonwealth Sport next month, reflects India's growing stature in the global sporting arena. The proposal was jointly submitted by the Government of India, the Government of Gujarat, and the Commonwealth Games Association of India. The move aligns with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's consistent efforts to promote a sports culture in India, particularly through initiatives like Khelo India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated the nation and said India has earned this honor by creating world-class sports infrastructure and nurturing athletes capable of competing at the global level. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandviya said that the 2030 Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad will be a moment of pride for every Indian. President of the Commonwealth Games Association of India, P.T. Usha, stated that centenary Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad will be games for the future, built on sustainability, inclusivity and innovation. Moreover, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel called it a truly proud moment for Gujarat and India and praised the Prime Minister's leadership in securing the recommendation. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, Pakistan and England shared 1 point each after their clash got abandoned due to rain at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo yesterday. It was a major setback for Pakistan as they are yet to win a single match in the tournament. In today's fixture, Australia will take on Bangladesh at the ACA-VDCA Cricket Stadium in Visakhapatnam. The match will begin at 3 p.m. In the Denmark Open Badminton Tournament, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen and top men's double duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the pre-quarterfinals in Odense yesterday. World number 21 Lakshya Sen defeated Ireland's Nat Nguyen 10-21, 21-8, 21-18. Sen will now face Anders Antonsen of Denmark in the round of 16 today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for today. Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Lakshadweep. The weather agency has also forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Odisha, Telangana, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Pradesh and Marathwada. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. Reach out to every voter, win all booths, PM tells BJP Netas, reports the Asian Age. PM Modi urges women to vote, celebrate democracy, headlines the Pioneer. JDU's first Bihar list out as NDA irons out differences, reads the Hindustan Times headline. All papers have on their front page the story of the Supreme Court allowing use of green firecrackers on Diwali. SC eases ban, clears green fireworks in Delhi for Deepavali, headlines the Hindu, while the Indian Express headlines SC lifts ban, allows green crackers in Delhi NCR on 2 days for Diwali. Most papers widely report on their front page the story of India set to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad, beating Nigeria's Abuja as the proposed host. The Times of India headlines, in boost to Olympic hopes, Ahmedabad certain to host 2030 Commonwealth Games. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees in Karnool, Andhra Pradesh today. BJP releases third list of 18 candidates for Bihar Assembly polls, fields candidates on all 101 seats of its share in the NDA. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya arrives in India today on a two-day official visit. World Meteorological Organization says carbon dioxide levels in atmosphere reached record high in 2024, marking highest ever single year increase. and Ahmedabad in Gujarat recommended as host for 2030 Commonwealth Games by Executive Board of Commonwealth Sport. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.